the 75th annual Sioux Empire Fair. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Agribusiness. Reb, it's show 744. At 744 in our original It's Your Business series, we'll be including what's happening at the fair in our Ag Show. A reminder, we'll be back out here on Wednesday from 9 to 11, Ag Appreciation Day. And to set the stage for the fair itself, Mr. Scott Wick, the CEO, and Cindy Christensen, who spends so much time on the importance of Ag Day. So I guess we ought to put the CEO on first. We didn't have two out of three falls with these guys to see who did it, but the fair itself.
Yes.
We've been open for a period of time. Tell us how it's gone so far since Friday night and Saturday.
We opened up Friday evening at 5 o'clock, and we had free gate admission. We had birthday cake for 2,000 people to come through and get that cake because it is our 75th anniversary. And we had Johnny Holm in the Budweiser Beer Garden. Saturday was a great day. We had Collective Soul with American Scarecrows opening up. And great weather, well attended throughout the Midway and the food vendors. We did something a little different this year. The first weekend, we had Benson's Flea Market in the Expo building. So they were in there on Saturday and Sunday, and they moved out last evening. And now all the commercial vendors are moving in the Expo building. So all the people that are usually in there will be in there from Tuesday through Sunday.
He's Scott Wick, the CEO of the fair. You know, the extended run on the fair is almost a matter of fact now. I mean, when we started it, it was like, is this going to work? Will people come? And your response would be?
Oh, it's worked very well. It's done what we wanted it to do. It gives us two full weekends. In the event that you do have some weather, it gives guests an opportunity to come back out and take in all the sights and the rides and, you know, 4-H and open class and everything with the animals and all the shows. And it gives that amount of time to come back repeatedly many times and use that super pass. That's such a great value to be able to ride all the rides for one price all week long, and that also gets them into the gate.
Well, we appreciate you just stepping away from everything and talking to us, but what's the most asked question people are asking right now as they get ready to come into the fair or in the fair itself?
You know, I think people, they still haven't quite, they don't understand how we can provide the free entertainment. We'll get a lot of calls, well, how much is it to go to the concert? Well, the concert is free with paid gate admission. And then they'll say, well, once I know when I pay my admission $7, where do I get my concert ticket? Well, it's free, but can I upgrade to sit somewhere better? Folks, it's free. For $7, you get to see...
First come, first serve.
Right. GA seating, or you can be down in the pit. You get to see Josh Turner, Buck Cherry, Randy Hauser, Collective Soul, a PRC rodeo where a ticket is usually $18 to $20 for an adult, $15 for a kid. You pay $7, that is 100% totally free. And we think we bring a great value to Sioux Falls during this 10 days from the ag side of things, especially with the new Pipestone Discovery Barn and all those activities through Old McDonald's Barn and all the animal shows, the fine arts building and all the neat things in there. And then you get to go to a concert that normally you'd pay $30 to $50 a ticket for, but it is free. There's no gimmick. It is a free show.
He's Scott Wick, the CEO. Cindy Christensen is constantly working out here, whether it is the farm show, when it's a little colder than this, Cindy, or the big Ag Appreciation Day on Wednesday. Tell us about that Ag Appreciation Day.
Okay, Ag Appreciation Day will be held Wednesday with serving from 11 to 1. We have about 7,000 tickets distributed at this point. We have 270 volunteers that have signed up to help serve, cook and serve that lunch for those farmers and ranchers from the region.
Well, it's something that has been a big thank you through the years, and it's a way that ties together those people that are in the city that maybe don't understand the farm. And to understand the farm, they say thank you, and what should we know?
Well, it's a chance for our community's businesses to say thank you to those farmers and ranchers that do business in our community. We want to recognize their efforts for the food that they produce that we eat on a daily basis, and it's just a small way for us to do so. And like I said, we've got 200 businesses that help sponsor the event, with 270 of those businesses volunteers that help organize and cook the lunch and serve it. So it's a great way to recognize the appreciation that we have for those volunteers that raise our food.
Cindy, the Pipestone project, the experiment, how's it working so far?
You know, that is an incredible, incredible display, especially for our city people that, you know, as we get further and further disconnected from the farm, those educational opportunities for our community's people to learn how their food is raised. This Pipestone Discovery Barn is just an incredible place for them to begin their educational experience. It's about production agriculture, and it's about how hogs are raised and fed, and how chickens are raised and fed, and how dairy cattle are raised and fed. In fact, you get to walk through a grain bin, and how many city people have that opportunity to enter a grain bin? But that is the main entrance to this building, and it's a great place for people to get a picture in their mind of how grain is stored.
Cindy Christensen, we'll be talking again on Wednesday. It's a big day, and we've got some people coming out. The mayor's going to be here. There's a nice article just written about him and the city of Sioux Falls, how they handle ag. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a nice backdrop to the Ag Appreciation Luncheon coming up Wednesday.
It's a fun day. Come on out. Hopefully the weather stays as beautiful as it is today.
Cindy, thanks for joining us. Later in this hour, we're going to visit with the Pipestone Discovery Barn and also with Teddy Mueller of South Dakota Corn. And as we move along, we've got two guests that are going to join us now, Dwayne Melema from Billion and Peter Tanz, who's a familiar face around Midwest Communication. One of the things that Peter at Midwest Communication mentioned to us was, ag's important. Have we got the memo yet? Is it working, Peter?
It is working. It is working, and it's working basically because of all the work that you're doing.
Well, I grew up on a farm, but I need to get a pair of overalls or something that would fit.
No, you know, this is business nowadays. And business is important. And the farm is not just being on the farm. The farm is all the business that's associated with making it successful.
We've got a gentleman that's helping us with the next step in that ag. Do you want to help us as we talk a little bit with Dwayne Melema?
Well, you go right ahead and lead the conversation.
Dwayne, Billion is part of a project we're about ready to get into, and with the help of Peter, with our salespeople, with the audience, we're kind of excited that Billion has joined us because we know how important that a Ram truck and all the things that go with it are to those people on the farm and the city.
That's right. You know, Ram definitely has a lot to do with farming. It represents the farmer in a lot of ways.
So when we came calling and said, look, we're doing ag, you're saying you do ag, I'm sure. But as we did that, you said, well, let's find a way to help get the word out and let people know that Billion is involved with a lot of people, a lot of different communities, but they can be involved right here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with an ag event.
That's right. We sell a lot of farmers' trucks, and the Ram makes a great truck, and they appreciate it. And what better way to show that is to give one away.
So why should people consider the truck?
I'll tell you what, the Ram truck it's been Motor Trend Truck of the Year 2 years running. No truck's ever had that happen. It's just an outstanding quality vehicle. I've made a lot of comments. You know, we're taking a lot of market share away from Ford and GM, and the truck is just an outstanding vehicle. The engine, the transmission, the quality, the fit and finish on the truck, they've come a long way in the last few years.
Peter, when you hear us talk about this, this is something that you've seen done in a lot of the Midwest communication markets. Fargo, right along the I-29 corridor, has been involved with this. This is an important step for us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Being a member of the NAFB, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, having you certified as a farm broadcaster, working with Dwayne and people like Billions to give away a valuable prize like this, and to just show that we are supporting the ag community in South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and North Dakota.
And you're going to be hearing more and more about it. We're going to be going on location with the truck, showing it off. And you're going to understand a little more maybe how you can qualify. And Dwayne would like nothing more than to present the keys as a part of the agreement on what you'll win at a time that's going to be a little colder than today, you think, Peter?
I think so.
So what do you think? Is this,
going to
be
fun? I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be great. I think somebody's going to be really happy come January.
So if they're listening out there, what's on this truck?
Well, we're giving away a 2014 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Express. It's got the Hemi engine. It's got 20-inch chrome wheels, trailer tow package. I mean, it's just a really great truck. I think it's a $40,000 truck.
Well, there it is. And we'll have details as to what you get, how you get it, as the days go along. But we wanted to pick the Sioux Empire Fair 75th anniversary to do something that was farm for you and for our audience. Peter, Dwayne, thanks for taking time to be with us.
I appreciate it.
At the fair. Rick Shields is our Midwest Communication Farm Director. Rick could be out here in our heat this morning, but he's not. He's probably in a cool studio someplace. Rick, nothing like a fair to make you feel right at home.
Hey, happy 75, huh? And counting. Nothing like a fair to make you feel right at home. Yes, it's not just the fair. And like Peter was saying, it's not just about being on the farm. It's about being at the fair for everybody. And for some, vicariously being on the farm, making the rounds, doing the corn dogs, the funnel cakes and everything, but also learning a lot about the folks that are there. You know, people in town may not take notes about agriculture and all the intricacies there, but they do get an idea, just a face-to-face contact with some of these people and some of the exhibits, and you are ground zero for where it's at.
Well, the Congress is back at home. They're getting a lot of stories about how much they're spending to go on charters and not doing anything. What should we be looking at on the farm front?
Well, actually, you're not getting, almost did nothing as far as immigration reform. It took a sort of a late night vote for a bill that isn't really going to go anywhere in the Senate. No chance of becoming law on that. But they did, a narrowly divided House approved the border bill late Friday. So that was one of the two things that were going to be taken up before the adjournment. That one just barely squeaked through. The other, the Highway Trust Fund and Veterans Health Care, also made it through there. I had some comments from the South Dakota Dairy Producers Executive Director Roger Sheeby saying that Congress really did need to get their act together on that immigration reform. So they kind of did on that, getting some pats on the back for the livestock disaster aid. That's moving along as far as funding and dollars and cents are concerned, Bill.
Rick Shields is our Midwest Communication Farm Director. Wish you were here at the fair. The smell would drive you crazy. It's nothing like Plainview, Texas.
Well, it is, nothing is like Plainview, Texas. And the smell would drive me crazy, I'm sure, there in Sioux Falls. Look forward maybe another year, but happy 75th, and everybody's having a good time.
All right, Rick Shields. Rocky Bohr is with us on location. A lot of times we talk to you on the phone someplace,
yes,
Rocky.
You do.
But we're glad to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
You know, this is a time where we want to talk about the future of agriculture, explain the importance of the FFA and 4-H.
Yeah, I think this is a moment or a week that we should spend some time concentrating on these organizations, because they are the key to our future. You know, 4-H, for example, they provide good leadership development. They teach young people about citizenship and also just life skills in general for them.
You know, we're into August now, and after the Sioux Empire Fair, you got the biggest little county fair. That's Turner County. And then comes Dakota Days over in Mitchell.
Yeah, Dakota Fest runs from the 19th to the 21st, and invite everyone to stop by our booth. We'll have up the money booth again this year, a chance to grab a few dollars.
So how does that work?
Well, you get in there, and we'll create a little air and see what you can grab for how many dollars you can grab.
Plains Commerce is known for the rural sites in South Dakota as well as Sioux Falls. In addition to Mitchell, where else might we find Plains Commerce around the
state? You can find us in Hovind, Aberdeen, Watertown, Condie, and as well as Sioux Falls and the loan production officer in Mitchell now.
He's Rocky Bohr, Plains Commerce back. The most asked question you're getting right now?
Right now, still on the grain markets as they continue on a downward push right now. Today, the market was up slight, so a little bit of a rally today.
And how do they reach you guys at Plains Commerce?
They can get me at 605-275-2467 or get us at plainscommerce.com.
Rocky Bohr, Plains Commerce Bank, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Enjoy your time out here to the fair.
Will do.
All right, the Starks They're on the road in Watertown today. Talked to them early this morning. Holt McDowell is the iGrow.org sponsor for It's Your Agribusiness. Travis and Roger are a great sounding board for our agribusiness audience. And gentlemen, when we talked, you used the word crossroads when we prepared for the interview. Tell us what you're thinking.
I think Rocky hit the nail on the head. There's a big crossroads for, you know, the financial side of this whole ag deal. If the market's up and down and the weather up and down and the drying the corn or corn's got, you know, it's a very, very tough time in this business. And, you know, it's going to be a time when it's a belt tightening and those kind of things. And what do you spend your money on and what do you not spend your money on? So we think it's going to be an exciting time.
You were indicating a good place to visit to get the true reading are implement dealers and those dealing with farmers with farm prices that, as Rocky said, are so volatile.
Yep, and, you know, people just aren't buying new equipment like they were, and that's usually a pretty good sign that, you know, them and the local pickup dealer are usually pretty good signs when everybody starts to tighten their belt and that kind of stuff. And I'd say in the month of December, we'll know exactly how good the farm economy is by the, you know, by the number of new pickups and the number of new combines and tractors. And I think people are going to be much more cautious and kind of what's going to happen.
Got to ask you about the fair. What memories do you have, and what do you hope those in our audience will see when they do visit the Sioux Empire Fair this week?
Kind of turned into an urban fair. You know, I think they said we got 164,000 people in Sioux Falls. So I think it gives the people of Sioux Falls and I really mean just Sioux Falls, because Minnehaha County has probably a better reference point. But it gives the people of Sioux Falls an idea of realistically what agriculture is about if they get out there.
When they get a chance to go out and see it and smell it and touch it, and it's, you know, I have two young boys, so it's fun for me to take my kids out so they can actually see the livestock and they can see the rodeo and they get involved and they actually get to ask questions and get their hands dirty. So it's one of those things that it brings that element of agriculture to kids that wouldn't normally see it in the city.
Holt University.
Yeah, we, you can go to holtmcdowell.com. We have a running list of some courses that we're putting on. And as you know, school's getting ready to fire up again. So we've got courses that are going to start here in late August, early September. I believe the beginning of 2015, we are going to have a seminar with an EPA representative that's going to help some of our clients understand the SPCC rules and who qualifies, who doesn't, who does not, and kind of what tier of regulation they are exposed to with maybe the amount of chemical that they keep on their facilities.
We just did an OSHA 10-hour course, so that's some of the stuff that we're doing.
All right, how do they reach you?
You can give us a call, 605-339-387, there you go. Or you can give us a call at holtmcdowell.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter, so go out and look for us.
Or the old on the road in Watertown.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Teddy Mueller, South Dakota Corn, is joining us, and we're going to look ahead a little bit, Teddy, as to what's coming up on Friday and Saturday. Nice to have you with us on our agribusiness show this morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
All right. You want people to come out 10 to 5 on Friday, same hours on Saturday?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. It's Ag Rules Weekend, and it's kind of an opportunity for us to kind of implant that seed of how important agriculture is to the state. And so what a better opportunity to educate people than at the Sioux Empire Fair.
One of the things that's the theme that we try to use in our show is the importance of people in the city understanding exactly what's going on the farm. And this is a great opportunity on Friday and Saturday to do that with South Dakota Corn.
Yeah, we'll talk about, we have different activities for the kids to do, you know, actually physically getting to touch corn, having the educational trailer out here so they can sit in a tractor cab. I'm always amazed at how many kids haven't had that experience to sit even in a tractor cab. So we'll have tractors out here for them to get in and different things. But what they need to, the important thing is, and why we do this is because that's exactly right with agriculture being missed here. We're the biggest city in South Dakota, and ag is all around us, but sometimes we forget about it. And the $20 billion impact, it's over $20 billion impact that we have to the state. It's huge for us. It's the number one industry, and we can't take that for granted. So we want to educate these people and let them know that what's going on around them.
Those are people coming into the fair right now, landing right over our heads. Teddy Mueller with South Dakota Corn. I noticed the word bingo, bitter, and corn all in the same paragraph.
Fun, huh? We take a game that everybody plays at the fair. It's a traditional game at the fair, bingo, right? And we transitioned it into having educational pieces of ag in there. So when they, instead of just landing on B16, it's going to be B, and it might be about corn or soybeans or livestock, and there's a little card that'll pop up, and we play that way, and they win prizes. So it implants that seed. It makes it fun, educational fun, and yet they walk away with going, wow, that's kind of cool.
Teddy, you did a really good job marketing. You got free popcorn, free sweet corn.
Yeah, the sweet corn feed at 11 o'clock. Who doesn't like that? And it's a draw to our tent. You know, only 1% of the corn that we actually grow in South Dakota is sweet corn. But when we think of agriculture, everybody automatically goes there. But it's an educational piece for us to tell them only 1% of this corn is grown, when the rest of the 99% is dent corn that's in your corn flakes and different products all over the grocery store.
Anything else we should know? Give us the hours again for the South Dakota Corn event, which is Saturday, August 8th, or Friday the 8th, Saturday the 9th.
Yep, and so we'll be here from 10 to 5. We have tons of activities. Free popcorn, free water all day. The sweet corn feed at 11. Come see us, because we would love to have everybody come through there.
Teddy Mueller, we appreciate you taking time. Yeah. We hope people will take the advice, come out and test the corn.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Many different ways.
Yeah, it'll be good. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk international, the trade that's going on with a company down in T. You wouldn't believe where their products are going. Plus, we'll check the numbers of the morning, and we'll also check the commodities. That's all a part of It's Your Agribusiness on location at the 75th Annual Sioux Empire Fair. We're back out at the 75th Annual Sioux Empire Fair. Rock Nelson, not quite that old, International Trade Director for the Chamber, is with us to talk about another farm product that's being exported. And today you've got Alex Pearson with us. Tell
us
about
Alex. Yes, I do. Thank you very much for having us. Alex is the owner and CEO of operations of RMS Rural Grinder, based out of Harrisburg, South Dakota. I've had his company for a client since approximately 2002, and it's a very successful growing business.
So, Alex, when we start talking about this, you're a Sioux Falls native. How important is it that the audience that we have, that's both ag and pretty much city, understand what you're doing and the value to all of us in South Dakota?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we do a lot of business in South Dakota, have done it for a lot of years. Our business originally started in South Dakota, started in T, and moved to Harrisburg here this last year. But, you know, I really, really enjoy doing business in South Dakota.
All right. What is the product we're talking about?
So what we manufacture is grinding equipment. They're called, the name of the grinding equipment is called a roller mill or roller grinder. And we also service those machines across the nation.
So you've been working with Alex for a period of time.
Yep.
You bring us a guest every week that we talk about exports.
Yep.
And the number of people that export out of South Dakota, like Alex, is a longer list than I think anybody would have ever expected.
That's right. Not only does he export, he imports. He brings product in from overseas, primarily from Spain. But then he exports finished product, his machinery and parts, for repair, exports it primarily to New Zealand, Australia, and Canada, and he has distributors in all three countries.
So how do you interact with Rock?
So Rock helps us when we have questions with, you know, anything related to shipping overseas, or, for instance, I was just talking to Rock about how to get our containers in from Spain more efficiently and more cost-effectively.
So to the person on the farm, they're going to be able to say, we know that company, we know what they're doing, and we're reaching out across the pond.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we don't import a lot of things. The majority of things do come from the United States. We export a lot more than we import, but there are some parts that we have to import.
Employees, that's always a big part of the economy. Do you have anybody, or do you have to do it all yourself?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of people that help. We have a lot of great people. We have about 37 employees, and, you know, we have some of the best, in my opinion, and we're always hiring, so.
Rock, you have a long list of things. We don't have a lot of time this morning, as with the fair itself, but three or four things that people should know that you want them to know about Alex's company.
Well, maybe, Alex, maybe you can tell them how your company got started, how old it is, and how long you've been with the company, and
sure.
How you were working with it, and then you ended up having an opportunity to purchase it.
Sure. So the company was originally founded in the early 80s, 1983 specifically. We serviced grinding equipment back then. Eventually, we started building it ourselves. That was about 1987. From there, we have been manufacturing ever since. We've grown substantially. You know, I actually started with the company about 13 years ago, sweeping floors, taking out the garbage. And, you know, about 3.5 years ago, the previous owner approached me about buying it. So, yeah, it's been we've been growing ever since, and it's been challenging. So.
Now, you say roller grinders. What products are run through your machinery, like whether it be, and you sell a lot domestically, and overseas markets are starting to pick up, but
absolutely.
What product do you grind through the mills?
So really any type of grain is a suitor. I mean, anywhere from like distilleries and breweries using it for making beer or liquor, or say a pig farmer, a cattle farmer that may want to grind up corn or wheat or milo for their operation to feed their cattle.
And the benefit is that way it just doesn't pass through the cattle. They can get the nutrients out of it, and
absolutely.
And they get the farmer gains a lot more by having your product on site, so that he can grind it and feed the cattle, and they'll get more nourishment from it.
Absolutely, yeah. If you are feeding your own cattle, feeding your own pigs, you know, instead of buying it from a feed mill, you may have one of our machines to pre-process the grain to make it improve your feed efficiency.
That makes sense. Do you have quite a few farmers that purchase your product?
Absolutely. Yeah, actually one of my favorite customers are our farmers. You know, we do probably, I would say we probably have 300 farmers in South Dakota alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice story. Alex Pearson with Rock Nelson. We've been hearing about RMS Roller Grinder, Inc. Keep us posted. That's a great story.
Thank you very much for having me.
Another success story. Rock, you do it every week.
Absolutely. I mean, this company started out 30 years ago plus and grew from nothing to where it is today, to 37 employees. And it's all about developing and improving our economy. Those people get paid. They buy groceries, gas, entertainment, whatever, clothing and all that. And it just helps our economy grow. And that's what it's all about.
Good job. We need to move on and get some numbers this morning. First, before we get to the commodities, Craig Marquardt at Vanta Mortgage has the first look at the loan snapshot of the week. How things are going as we look this morning, Craig?
Good morning, Bill. Well, things are looking very good this morning after a pretty volatile week last week. The mortgage-backed securities and the treasuries found a footing at the tail end of the week. And with a weak job report and a weak European market report, the interest rates have relieved themselves a little bit, so there's not so much pressure for rates to go higher. So we've receded a little bit, and we're still at the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate of 4.25% with an APR of 4.443%. But it doesn't look like we're going to be moving into the territory of a higher interest rate this week.
One size doesn't fit all, correct?
Yeah, rates are always subject to change based on the current market conditions as well as the type of loan and the borrower details.
Why Advanta Mortgage?
Well, we're mortgage bankers you can count on. We're always here, 18/7. And if anybody gives us a call after 5 o'clock, we always have an on-call mortgage banker that can answer questions and even help people apply online. So they can just call us at 275-2777, or they can even visit us online at www.advantamortgage.com.
He's the senior loan officer, Craig Marquardt at Advanta Mortgage. Craig, you have a good week.
You too, Bill.
Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Do we have our commodities side ready to go, Rev?
Hey,
Scott Verilek, Pacoima-Kamig Commodities, joins us out of Sioux Center. Nothing like a fair and farm talk, particularly with at 11:30 today. We'll hear the commodity report on Kellow News Talk 1320-1079. Scott, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. So it's nice weather for the fair, I think. You should be having a nice day out there.
The weather forecast is at the front of the talk that you wanted to start with this morning.
Yeah, that seems to be what we're really focusing on. I mean, everybody's asking me, okay, is there a report that we need to be looking for? More importantly on these grains, we're just keeping a close eye on the weather forecast. We're nearing some time frames where you start talking, you know, pollination on corn and that kind of talk. And then August is an important month for beans to get some rain. It's been a product that the demand has been pretty good. I mean, we've been at some pretty high prices, and demand was still okay at those high levels. And now that we've dropped quite a bit, and we're expecting a large crop, and some of the forecasts for August, the longer-term forecasts, have kind of pulled some of the rain back. And over the weekend, some people were a little disappointed that the rain didn't show up as much as expected. There is a few smaller chances out there, and if those don't develop over the week, maybe we will finally see a little bit of a bounce back on the beans. They're certainly leading the charge today, and corn is gaining a little bit off it, but I don't think it's as bullish to the corn to be short a little rain. I think that crop is looking pretty good, and it's going to be tough to really wreck the corn crop.
Setbacks on hogs and cattle?
Yeah, we've got cash prices are still good on the cattle, but this is one of the, you know, a pretty severe setback on the futures market. It doesn't seem to affect cash at all, but we did poke over the 160s last week, unable to hold it. This will be about the third lower day, you know, pretty decent-sized lower day on all of the cattle contracts. So it's definitely not easy on the way up here. If a guy wants to stay long in this market, it's certainly bouncing around, getting everybody nervous. But the hogs, they've had a little bit more severe of a hit, where it was pretty easy to be over 130 for a while with cash prices holding in there. And now we're down at 117 on the August hogs, kind of wondering when the bleeding is going to stop. Now, some of the deferred markets have started to catch on just a little bit. Maybe it's because the grains have kind of stopped going lower for the moment. Feed costs could be a little higher out there. Maybe that's why we're getting the bounce there today.
All right. When our audience needs advice and information, how do they reach you, Scott?
Yeah, just give us a call in Sioux Center here. 1-800.
Well, we lost Scott, but he is over at Sioux Center. Just hit Sioux Center Commodities, and you'll get Scott Verilek, Coy McKamek. One of the new things for the Sioux Empire Fair is the Pipestone Discovery Barn. Sylvia Walters joins us again. Well, we talked to you last hour. Yes. It's important that we keep talking because we have a changing audience. We want people to know about this, and this is a change this year.
It is a change, and it's important that we keep talking because maybe one time I'll come back and say the sow is having her babies.
And that's one of the things that people have a chance to see is the birth of a pig or a cow.
Yes, it is.
All right, so the idea actually came from people being able to come out, see lots of activities that maybe they never dreamed about, nor would if they live in a city.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We want to, as producers of food and at modern agriculture, we want to provide some transparency and see what happens on the farm and give that opportunity to our Sioux Falls area people to come touch the animals, see what happens, and talk to us.
All right. The kind of questions you're getting with all the things that you're doing. You got a milk parlor. You know, I noticed this, and I didn't mention it last time, dairy products sold at the malt shop?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really?
Midwest Dairy has moved their malt shop into the corner piece of real estate in our barn, which is my favorite place in the whole fair because the malt shop is a good commodity.
It is a good commodity, and I resemble that remark, so it happens. You get to see eggs laid, bottle feed, a calf. Imagine all of these things that people can come out and see at the Sioux Empire Fair.
Yes, they can. And once they get in the gate, there's no charge to do any of this. They can mix a feed ration and feed the pigs. We've got weaned pigs there for them to pet. If they're lucky on the days that our sows are giving birth, they can see the babies be born. And we have a good time.
She's Sylvia Walters, Pipestone Discovery Barn. So when they come on the fairgrounds, where are you guys at? Because we don't want them to get lost and go to a grain bin, but of course they get to go through a grain bin too.
We absolutely do. You come right down the main concourse towards the grandstand, and we are on the left side as you make that approach, and there is a large grain bin to your left, and that's where we are. That's the grand entrance. Come on in.
Most asked question you're getting right now?
When is she going to have her babies?
And what's your best guess as an experienced?
When God lets her.
Boy, you bailed out of that quick, don't you? And you mentioned, too, the vet side of this with Pipestone. Tell the people that are not familiar with this who's involved and why they decided to do this at the Sioux Empire Fair.
Yes. Pipestone Holdings is a company that we do a lot of veterinary services and agriculture production agriculture. And we are passionate about what we do. We know that there's very few people that actually get to have hands-on experience with the farm animals. And we want to bring that passion and that knowledge to the general public in our Sioux Empire Fair right here in our backyard.
All right, we'll talk again on Wednesday. It's Ag Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have more news for us.
Well, we hope so. Hopefully we'll have a star of the show that day.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. All right, thank you. Bye.
Steve Dick, Ag United, has joined us. Steve, you and I are sitting out here. We're just sweating like crazy this morning, but we appreciate you being with us. And again, we're about to introduce very soon the farmer's daughter. And this is something that we sat down and talked, and my eyes lit up because of the fact this is one of the messages we're trying to get out, the passing the torch or the eyes and ears of a farmer's daughter.
Well, that's right. Thank you, Bill. It is a warm, sunny day out here, not a good place for a fat man with no hair on the top of his head, I think. So, but yeah, the farmer's daughter, you know, Ag United is a coalition of seven farm organizations. And the farmer's daughter is really, it's a segment that we're going to be working with you folks on, where Rebecca Chrisman, who is our outreach director, she is a farmer's daughter. She's not unlike a lot of young women in Sioux Falls that have some roots on the farm, but some of them are two, three generations removed. So she's going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with her family farm out in Charles Mix County.
So this sounds like a farmer's daughter could be talking for a while.
Well, she has a lot of experiences that she, even though she's in her mid-20s, she has a lot of experiences growing up on a cattle farm out northwest of Platte, South Dakota. But she's going to be sharing with people what they're seeing when they're driving by on the countryside, you know, when they may see a machine out there that doesn't even look like anything that they ever remember. But she'll tell people what that is. She'll be telling people what's going on in those big barns and buildings when you see on the side of at a farm site now.
I'm going to put words in your mouth there for a second.
Okay.
I can do that. We have a little tie to Hartford, South Dakota. And that is, if the farmer's daughter was out here at the fair, seeing the things that are going on, seeing the kids involved, what do you think the farmer's daughter would say that the kids should see?
Well, I think the first thing she's going to say is go over to the 4-H barns and look at the animals and go into the 4-H display buildings and look at the projects that the young people of Minnehaha County have been working on. So, and she'll share with her own experience of doing that at the Brule County Fair as a 4-H participant.
Ag United, tell us about them. What are you united in doing?
Well, there's seven organizations. We represent roughly about 16,000 farm and ranch families in South Dakota that raise cattle, milk cows, raise hogs, laying hens, turkeys, corn and soybeans, and the South Dakota Farm Bureau. And the groups came together about 10 years ago to really have a united voice on helping educate the general public about livestock and poultry production in South Dakota, and also working with farm and ranch families as they're looking to expand their operations. But primarily our focus is getting the message out that agriculture has changed a lot in the last 25, 30 years, but it's still families that are out there doing the work.
We like to say, and we're kind of new to the ag arena with what we're doing with the farm show and a few of the other things with commodities, that really farming today is far different than it was years ago. And it's an understanding by those people that are consumers as well as those that are producing.
Without a doubt, it's changed so much. I mean, you know, when you drive by a cornfield, you know, the consumer knows that that's a cornfield. And there's a lot of changes that have happened with that. I mean, it doesn't look a whole lot different to that person driving by on the interstate at 80 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour. But really where the biggest changes have come is with livestock and poultry production on how we do that. And that's really a lot the main focus of our organization, to get people onto the farms and see what the difference have been.
Do you see a sequel to this after we have the farmer's daughter? Maybe the mother's son or the dad's son to the other side of the coin?
Maybe we will. I mean, you know, I think women are better, no offense here, Bill, but women are better communicators. And I think, you know, she has a perspective that I don't have, even though I'm a farmer's son, but I think she has a different perspective. And there's a lot of young women that are involved in agriculture and production agriculture today. So it's really changing. The old stereotype that the farmer's daughter marries a farmer and becomes a farm wife, that doesn't hold true anymore.
Earlier this year, we had a movie that actually played here in Sioux Falls. And as we interviewed Ryan, he started talking about his sisters and all of those that are involved. There were more women involved in that gentleman that was selected for a nationwide screening than anything else.
You know, I think that you're finding it across the face of agriculture, whether it's in dairy production or beef production. A couple weeks ago, we hosted an open house at a new dairy facility by Gerritsen, South Dakota, the Nussbaum family. Two daughters that came back from college to work on the farm. You know, they're both in their 20s, and they're partnering up with their parents to modernize their dairy farm. So it's happening in all sectors of agriculture.
Steve Dick, Ag United, and the unveiling of the farmer's daughter. Is when?
Is going to start next Monday.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I can't wait.
So Rebecca is anxiously looking to share her experiences with you.
We'll look next week. All right. United, Steve Dick.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bill.
You. We're at the 75th Annual Sioux Empire Fair. When we come back, we'll check the numbers from Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, all a part of It's Your Agribusiness. Back at the 75th edition of the Sioux Empire Fair. I wish my good friend Todd Neuberger was here, but Todd's been working in the office this morning. Do you have a Main Street to Wall Street report?
Sounds like I'm a little cooler than you, Bill, but boy, what a great show, and congrats on 75 years. And, you know, the ag side of this part of the Sioux Empire is very important. And who doesn't want to watch a little bunch of baby little piglets get born? Morning. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, bringing in the daily financial market report. Stocks are little changed following a rescue deal for Portugal's largest listed lender. Limiting losses is the news of positive earning results from companies such as Berkshire Hathaway. Some 72 companies, including Walt Disney and Time Warner, are going to report their earnings this week. Of the companies that have posted results so far, 76% of the earning estimates have exceeded sales projections so far this quarter. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is consumer discretionary. Worst performing sector is utility stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at around 10:30 was down 43 points at 16,449. The S&P 500 index is flat at 1,925, and the NASDAQ is off 10 points at 4,343. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 155 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 2-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, spot price of gold is off $3 at $1,290. Silver is trading at $20.30, and crude oil prices are up 30 cents at $98.18. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is at $11.06. Citigroup is up 30 cents at $48.40. Raven up 9 cents at $27.88. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at $10.28, and Meta Financial Bank is off 13 cents at $36.98. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
Hey, when our audience needs more information, how do they best reach you?
Probably are going to find me at the Beach Boys on Wednesday night, I think is a good spot. And is there a beer garden to be found at the fairgrounds?
That's what Scott said earlier.
Yep, so, or locally at my office, 371-0375.
Todd, always appreciate you. Have a good week.
You guys too. Take care. Bye.
John at Valentino's helps us close out our show today. John, it is Senior Monday.
It sure is, where all good-looking seniors 55 and older get 10% off the buffet, both for lunch and dinner today.
So in addition to it being Senior Monday, you've got a great Italian buffet. You got people that enjoy coming in. They can try the salads if they like. They've got all the pizza. Can't always remember what Rev likes for pizza, but I know it's good.
Yeah, he always likes the bacon cheeseburger. And we're probably the one that's more unique and more tastes more like a bacon cheeseburger than any other bacon cheeseburger out in the market. And another thing we've added on to a salad bar, we brought out our summer marinated salad, and that's one of our new salads this month. Also, of course, we got the we came out a couple weeks ago with the barbecue chicken flatbread with the Zortman bacon on top, which is really excellent.
Well, and for the fairgoers, town or country, a great place to stop is Valentino's. Get yourself filled up, and then you can come up and maybe have a little dessert or a few peanuts when you get to the fairgrounds.
That is so. And as far as desserts go, too, we got our fresh strawberry pizza that is going over very, very well today.
How was your Sunday brunch?
We had a very good Sunday brunch. We got a lot of regulars that come out on Sundays. So it's kind of a mainstay for quite a few people.
And you do have carry out?
Yes, we do. We have carry out. Matter of fact, you know, during the week, we have a lunch special. For example, you can get two large slices of pizza and a pop for like $4.50. You can get a baked lasagna and a salad and a pop for like $6.25.
John from Valentino's, 41st and Willow. You have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
Rev, what was it I was supposed to pick up out here for you?
I want a corn dog, a foot long, Bill.
A corn dog. Do you think it's safe with me coming back?
I doubt it with you, but I still want one. Yeah, I need a foot-long corn dog, Bill.
We'll see what we can do. Rev, we appreciate you keeping everything going back at the ranch while we were out here on the farm. And we remind people that tonight the music is Josh Turner with the guest American Young. It's at 8 o'clock. The advice, get here early. The weather is perfect. Beautiful day. You may need your sunscreen. The Midway opens at noon, opening in a couple of minutes. The Miniature Horse Show, 2 p.m. just for Rev, the Sunbonnet Decorating Contest. And don't forget to come by the Pipestone Discovery Barn. When will that pig be born? We don't know. We'll be back Wednesday. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.
Q Flandreau Sioux Falls and online at Kello.com.